opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Micah Parsons says he loves Dan Quinn. Kevin Durant says Micah Parsons should be a Washington Commander in 2 years. How real do you think this is? Toby, let's hit these phones, bruh.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Bill in Germantown. Bill, what's going on?
Parsons doesn't fit the Commander's culture. And I think that's dead in the water right there.
Why?
Well, the Commander's culture is team first. We play as a unit, and I don't think Parsons fits that culture.
Dude, he played for Quinn, and Quinn loves him, and he loves Quinn.
Does he? How about Peters and everybody else? Does he really fit the culture? I've had questions about that.
Well, it also doesn't help. I mean, when you play in an organization like Dallas that is so much about everything else other than football, I think it's totally different if you were playing somewhere else. Like, if he came in here, I understand your point, but if he were to come in here, I think he's more apt to fall in line with what they're doing versus when you're in Dallas, there's so much extra stuff going on. How could you blame someone else for getting into extra stuff as well?
That's a good point.
I think DQ is a kind of – if you are committed to Quinn and Peters, because they are in lockstep, like, if you're committed – to Dan Quinn, and you are there busting your ass and putting in the work and competing on every play, every snap, every rep in practice. I can't imagine DQ cares if you have a podcast. Like, I mean, these are dudes, like, pro football coaches understand that pro football players are going to have other interests, and eventually these become, like, real financial interests. And I think if you told me Parsons doesn't fit here and he hadn't played for the guy, I would feel differently. But he knows exactly what DQ's about. And DQ knows what Parsons is about.
Good point, JP.
I appreciate
the call, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think it's interesting because another guy had a podcast when he was coming here, and I didn't feel like I saw any clips from it in Austin Eckler. Now, that's a totally different guy. I'm not comparing him and Parsons. They're two different personalities, but it feels like once you get in this building, you know, regardless of what you were at your previous destination, if you're bought in, you're going to fall in line with what the standard is. And I think when you look at Dallas, there's so much extra stuff going on. Jerry Jones can't yell at someone for having a podcast when he's doing everything but football all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's a big deal.
I think that's fair, but, like, just to the point on Eckler, like, White Brian, see if Eckler's podcast is still going, because maybe that is not happening now, but Eckler still has business opportunities.
Oh, absolutely.
Like he's like developing his own app to work with, he basically wants to create like a way for fans to directly like text players, and they have to pay for the access, but then you get to talk to the players and you know it's like legitimate. And I just did an interview with Eckler for the podcast. He does a ton of charity work. He's got like, he's always embraced fantasy football, and he's still doing that. So I don't know that, like, I think if there is an expectation that people kind of check their side interests at the door in Ashburn, I don't know that that's completely accurate, is all I'm saying.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Carlos in Maryland. Carlos, what's up?
Hello, guys. Man, this is a dream come true. I'm talking to a DMV legend, Mr. Intelligent, and the funniest man on the radio.
Toby?
Toby's Mr. Intelligent. And of course, JP, you're, of course, the DMV legend, and Jeff's the funniest man on the radio.
Wow. I'm a little offended I'm not the funniest, but I'll take the compliment.
Thanks, appreciate dude. The compliment.
But with
Toby
the Commanders,
also hates summer.
But with the Commanders, right, I might only be a 16-year-old Cowboys fan, but unbiasedly, I really don't think Parsons will go to D.C., and I have a good reasoning. It's just, it's not that he doesn't love Dan Quinn and Dan Quinn doesn't love him and that he wouldn't play for Dan Quinn. What it is Washington, though, may be such a legendary franchise like the Cowboys, band for band, they cannot compete with the Cowboys. And though Jerry always takes the longest to pay people, he will have a bag big enough to give to Parsons eventually. And it's all about the money for somebody like, you know, everybody in the NFL. So even though he'd want to play for Dan Quinn or prefer to play for Dan Quinn over anybody, if he doesn't get the money he deserves or think he wants, then he won't go there, which is the only reason I think he wouldn't go to Washington. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Carlos.
Yo, it's a good call, but hold on. What was your name? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What was your name?
Carlos.
Carlos, where are you from?
Maryland.
Why are you a Cowboy fan?
I'm a Cowboys fan because of my great-grandfather who passed it down to my dad and then me, so.
I can't argue with family, I suppose. Thank you for the call, Carlos. It was well said. Jerry's got the bag. Like, if there's anything Jerry's got, it's the bag. And I do tend to agree with him that I think a deal gets done eventually.
Yeah, I would agree. I think at some point you'll see him sign that big contract. Jerry doesn't like to let stars go. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Jay in D.C. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Good to talk to y'all. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, JP, don't be offended, man. You may not be the funniest guy on the radio, but you can go for the most funniest looking. How about that, man? So you take that?
I'll take it all day, bro.
All right, cool. Hey, no, my point was, I believe the frustration is real from Parsons. And then, you know, so I understand how he could be frustrated. But when it comes down to it, when it comes down to the put-up, Jerry Jones going to put up. And that money going to squash all that. So, and I think he and Mike know when he gets paid, he won't get paid. So, it's a slight chance him come to D.C., but I don't think it's going to happen because, like I said, when time comes to pay him, Jerry going to pay him. And like I said, he got the money to pay the extras, the luxury taxes and all that. So, Mike is not going nowhere, as far as I'm concerned. It's a slight, I'd say about 10% chance he leaves, but 9% chance he's going to re-sign with that and probably retire with him.
Appreciate it, Jay. Yeah, I mean.
I think you're dead on.
He definitely is. I mean. The chances of him becoming available are slim, and the chances of him becoming available for anything other than a trade is highly unlikely. So it just becomes so, so pricey to do it otherwise. But I would love for him to be in D.C. I think it's just a bit of a pipe dream, though, that he would actually end up here.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I agree, bro. I really do. I think it's a fun conversation. And the thing I think people should take from that is I think the relationship between DQ and Parsons is very legitimate. And I think it speaks to the relationships DQ has with players all over. Let's keep hitting these phones.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, what's going on?
How's it going? So the way I'm looking at it is 2026, Dak, CD, and a franchise tag, Micah Parsons, that's going to cost the Cowboys over $150 million. That's half the salary cap. I mean, it doesn't matter how much money Jerry has. The salary cap is going to restrict it. So they're handcuffed at this point. They're not going to be able to keep signing these big names. And like you said, George Pickens, are they going to just let him go? No. So he's going to have to figure something out. He would rather play for Dan Quinn. I think we can pretty safely assume that he loves playing for Dan Quinn. If he wants to play for Dan Quinn, he knows he's as good as he is. He's going to want to be in a good environment that makes him better. He's going to want to play to the best of his ability, and he's going to be willing to give up a little bit of money for that. All the big players do when they want to be happy, they're either going to get that huge check or they're going to be happy playing. And if he's willing to take a team-friendly contract, I mean, they might franchise tag him for a year, but he's going to be dragging his feet the whole way. He's not going to be playing 100% because he's not going to be happy where he is. Yes, he's a professional. He's going to play well enough. But it's totally possible that the Cowboys have no choice but to let him walk. And where is he going to go? He's going to go into the open arms of Dan Quinn. And I don't know. I'm not saying it will happen. Maybe he gets his payday. But if he walks, I could very easily see him ending up here.
It's a good call, man. Mike. I mean, it's not crazy to suggest that. We're going to keep these phone lines going. Will Kunkel is going to join us from Houston talking about this Kevin Durant trade at noon. Your call's next. It's P. Mitchell Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.